Sunday,
Monday, happy days.
Tuesday,
Wednesday, happy days.
Thursday,
Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It has been a fun and quite different show with what I am calling open mic. And I thank very much my regular guests, Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and Jim Scheinberg of North Pier Fiduciary Management for Family Financial Matters. And they do matter, sometimes more than others. And as he reminded me, I do tend to get a little reactionary, and you don't want to react too much to world events as far as your money goes. The other thing I did at the beginning of the show is I gave you an assignment. I am going to repeat the assignment, because if you don't do it, you will get an incomplete. That assignment for your day is to read and comment on my new Boomer Tech Talk article series called Boomer Parenting Tips. And the first one is The Balancing Act. I am hoping you will go to BoomerTechTalk.com and read it. Offer me your feedback, including criticism, or better yet, more tips to add to the short list I include in that article. I also want to mention that my son has created a comic strip. He's 14 years old, called It's a Tech World After All, which you can also find in the family section at Boomer Tech Talk. But he has retired from the comic for now, and we have a new artist who has re-envisioned it as far as how it looks, though the characters of dad and son, which I have no idea who those characters are based on. You might enjoy the new repurposing, is a tech term, of It's a Tech World After All. So, what else should we talk about today? We are almost out of time. I do want to remind you that I have a new book coming out, which is a perfect gift for Father's Day. You can go to BruceSallon.com to the store and order the book. And if you do the pre-order special, you will get a poster that has yet to be completely designed, but it will be astonishing, I promise you. There is a great image of the cover of the book, of which I am extremely proud, because I think it's graphically quite wonderful, and it does have the quote from Dennis Prager, who has recommended the book, and it mentions that the foreword was written by Diane and Michael Medved. You certainly know Michael Medved as one of the top 10 hosts of radio shows in the country. They wrote and said the following: A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, isn't only about parenthood. It's about the complex pieces that combine to form a complete life. Bruce includes issues everyone recognizes, but not everyone discusses, though they should, like holidays, the role of faith, family dinners, guy friends, man-woman differences, and the big stuff, such as feelings of failure and the meaning of life. I might add, from my own point of view, I don't take myself too seriously, and I certainly like to inject a lot of humor. So if you do happen to get my book, I promise you, you'll have as much laughs as you'll have, cries or heart reflections. My wife, of course, put it all in perspective after reading the foreword by the Medveds and said, you know something, it'd be really great if you really were that great a guy. I love you, dear, and thank you for the support. Speaking of thanks, I want to thank my support team, my wonderful producer and engineer, Richard Dugan, who helped me record some commercials today for the book and, in fact, put them together so fast that they're even on this show. That's pretty incredible. And second, my cheerleader-in-chief, who is Les Carroll, which is my home station manager at KZSB AM 1290 in Santa Barbara. I want to thank you again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.